Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. And today, we're embarking on a new journey. We finished Baldur's Gate last week. 2 weeks ago. I had to remember my timeline here. We finished Baldur's Gate 2 weeks ago, and now we're getting started in the illustrious Knights of the Old Republic. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, so if you're familiar with the Star Wars franchise and all that good jazz, you're going to enjoy this, I am certain. Let's get started. We're going to, of course, this is our character creation episode, so we're going to create a character and figure out what we're going to be. So we're going to click New Game on the main screen. Before we go any further, I do have to describe what the main screen looks like. We have a man standing there with stripes on his head. He's wearing some sort of metallic face mask over, and he's wearing a cape. He's in a red suit, and he's wearing a cape. Capes are cool, I think. I noticed his garb also has, like, a front, like, thing on it, which I'm guessing is protecting his groin from lightsaber attacks or something. I don't know. But, it's otherwise a metallic background, and there's a metallic behind him with a little bit of blue, like a door opening and some fog. Some fog effects. We are playing in 1080p, which is a mod. A mod allowed me to play in 1080p. We're also using the Restored Content mod, which restores some content that was removed from the game, as well as fixes some bugs in the game. Could prevent crashing, fingers crossed. And we're also playing with a modification that adds about 8 hours of content that I do plan on playing before we go to fight. That's spoilers. I'm not spoiling it for you. Anyways, that said, please, as I say at the end of every episode, please, please, please put a comment somewhere. You can go find me on Podchaser. You can find my pod page. Find me on Twitter. I've got a TikTok. I've got various locations. Please interact and find the episodes. It means a ton that you do interact with my content. Because it allows me to share it farther and to get this in front of more ears. I would say eyes, but ears. This is audio only. Technically audio. There's a special thing. If you are a patron, you get to watch the video version of this feed. And, hey, it's only $1. Come on in. Water's fine. You also get access to our Discord. You get access to our Discord otherwise. But you get access to a special channel in the Discord where we talk about patron-only stuff, including a show we call Retro Suffering, where I'm currently playing CV64, Castlevania 64, and a patron-exclusive show where I am revisiting Morrowind Rebirth after the 6.0 release that happened earlier this month. So if you are interested in either of those things, please check out the Patreon. That is literally $1. And I will be attempting to do live streams every Tuesdays and Thursday nights of Retro Suffering and Morrowind on Retro Suffering on Thursday nights, Morrowind on Tuesday nights. We record once or twice during the week so we can keep up on things. Anyways, new game. So we're staring at six character classes, and there's actually three character classes. We can be a scoundrel, which is a skillful rogue that gets by on stealth and guile. We can be a scout, which is an explorer, most at home on the fringes of space. And we can be a soldier, a battle-ready fighter with no equal in combat. We can be a male or female version of this character. I think we're going to play a scout, and because, again, I've already beaten this game probably 10 times, 15 times, if I've beaten it once. I know that the canon character for this game is a male, so we will be playing male for this game. And when we do reach KOTOR 2, we'll be playing a female character for that one, because the canon character is female in that game. So, let's pick male. All right, so we have two options. We have quick character and custom character. Now, these two characters, quick character allows us to pick a name really fast. Pick a name, portrait, and then click play with a predetermined set of skills and stuff picked for us. We're not going to be doing that. We're going to be picking custom character. And first thing we hook up is portrait. All right, we got a bunch of portraits in front of us. Gonna try to find one that a little bit of tan, longer hair. I guess that's the one I'll choose. I found one with longish hair and a, I say decent tan. He doesn't have a tan at all, but that'll work. We pick our attributes, and these work just like Dungeons & Dragons. As you might remember, we did point by last time. We're going to be doing point by again. Actually, I think in Baldur's Gate, it wasn't point by. It was rolling. I think we rolled for those stats. All right, so we want to be able to hit our enemies pretty well. So we're going to go with a 14, I think, in strength. Go with a 10 in dex. I'm going to go with a 12 in constitution. Now, 10 in dex. So what strength does? Strength measures our physical power. A high strength modifier allows us to add modifiers to melee combat and chance to hit, which is important for characters who use close-bladed weapons. Vibroblades, lightsabers. Since I do plan on playing a Jedi who uses a lot of lightsaber combat, we'll probably be good there. We also have dexterity, which is allows us to measure high agility and reflexes. High dexterity adds modifiers to ranged attack rolls, blasters, and grenades, and increases the character's defense rating, making them harder to hit. Then we have constitution, which represents health and resiliency. High constitution adds modifiers to the vitality points gained at each level up. This is important for everyone, but essential for soldiers and Jedi guardians. Intelligence represents knowledge and reasoning. High intelligence adds modifiers to the character to the number of points a character has to spend on essential skills. We'll take 10 in that for now. Wisdom. Wisdom represents willpower and perception. The high wisdom adds modifiers to Jedi force points and force power saving throws. Force powers of a Jedi with high wisdom are also much harder to resist. We tend to take at least a 12 or 14 in that. And then we have charisma. Charisma represents personality and the ability to lead. A high charisma adds modifiers to force-related powers as well as being very important to all Jedi classes. It's also very central to a persuasive talker. All right, so we have two more points remaining. I think I'm going to stick them in just kind of making our character a little bit more well-rounded with a 14, 12, 12, 12, 14, 14. Not super awesome, but that gives us a 2, 1, 1, 1, 2, 2 in our modifiers. We're going to click OK and go to skills. So we go over to skills, and we have a specific set of skills. And one of the greatest things about KOTOR is it uses Dungeons & Dragons 3.5 anyway. But you do have skills on every single class. The skills you get in this game specifically are computer use. Computer use, which allows you to slice computers and hack computers. Also disable gun turrets and reduces the amount of spikes needed to hack a computer. It's an intelligence stat. Demolitions is bombs. Set, recover, disarm them. Stealth is being stealthy. I don't really see us using a lot of stealth on this character, so that might not be that important. Awareness is the ability to spot hidden objects or enemies hidden by stealth. That'll be actually important. We will be taking all points in awareness, 4 points at level 1. Persuasion is a very important skill. We will be taking all the ones we can get in that, which is only 2 points. We got repair, which allows the character to repair mechanical devices. Security, which allows us to bypass electronic locks. And treat injury, which is also a very important skill. We'll be taking 2 in treat injury. We'll be taking 2 in repair. And I think I'm going to be taking 2 in computer use and 2 in demolitions. We're kind of spread, not super thin, but not super out there either. So that kind of gives us a good spread on what it is. I did click recommended to see what recommended one. It said computer use, demolitions, awareness, and repair. I think what we're going to do is I'm going to do just like I planned to do before. And take 2 in security. Or not 2 in security, but 4 in treat injury. And leave 2 in computer use, 2 in demolitions. Because I do want to be able to heal a little better. Especially since we are going to be up in close combat a lot. Healing is super important. Repair is going to also be very important. For a certain droid with a funny mouth. And our little droid. I don't think we get a little droid, do we? Yeah, we get a little droid. Repair is important for him too. All right, now we have our feats. Some feats allow you to use special items like heavy armor and implants. Other feats modify saving throws and skill checks during the game. And some feats, like power attack, are used during combat. Check the description. We start with an armor proficiency of light and medium. We start with the flurry, an implant at level 1, a rapid shot, weapon proficiency in blasters, blaster pistols, and rifles in melee weapons. All right, so I often end up taking two weapon fighting to just get that out of the way, but I'm thinking we're going to probably... Ooh, this is a lot of choices. I know the one I don't take is toughness ever, but I tend to take empathy and take the improved empathy line, which gives me a plus 3 at the end of it. But we also get other fun stuff later down the line. So, I might take two weapon fighting just to be able to do this. Two weapon fighting allows us to take the normal penalty of 6, negative 6, and negative 10 on main hand and offhand, reduce it to negative 6, negative 6. Balanced weapon in the offhand can reduce the further attack penalty by 2, creating a negative 2, negative 4, negative 6. Now, what the goal is if you take two weapon fighting, this allows you to basically have a final penalty of negative of 0 and 2, and you can have that by level 8. Now, our goal, I want to point out, is to basically not get to that point. Now, we can also do single one-handed weapons in battle to gain a plus 1 attack and efficiency due to this form of combat. And that gets us a plus 2 and plus 3 to attack. You know what? I probably will take dueling and do to get that plus 1 defense and see what the recommended says. Recommended is critical strike. Nah. We will not be taking critical strike today. Can I undo another ability for that? Okay. I will not take critical strike. We will take dueling. And there we go. And now we must choose our name. Now, of course, we can choose a random name, but we know that's not how we roll. My name is always the same. Kai Lee Kane. If I could spell my name today, that'd be fantastic. Fantastic. So we click OK. That leaves us with, again, I'm gonna give you a rundown, just like I did on the last game, of what that leaves our stats at. We have a 9 health, 11, which is a plus 1, 11, your base defense is 10. We have a 9 in health, 11 in armor, a 14 in strength, 12 in dexterity, 12 in constitution, 12 in intelligence, 14 in wisdom, 14 in charisma. Then we have a 3 on our fortitude save, 3 on our reflex save, and a 4 in will save. And we click play. And all of a sudden, the game decided to crash. It didn't crash. Okay. An FMV started and it broke the game for temporarily. All right. So we have an FMV playing. It's showing the Star Wars on the screen. I noticed that it's not playing for those who are watching this on Patreon, and I am so sorry. We see the classic text scroll. It says, Knights of the Old Republic. 4,000 years before the rise of the Galactic Empire, the Republic verges on collapse. Darth Malak, last surviving apprentice of the Dark Lord Revan, has unleashed an invincible Sith armada upon an unsuspecting galaxy. Crushing all resistance, Malak's war of conquest has left the Jedi Order scattered and vulnerable as countless knights fall in battle, and many more swear allegiance to the new Sith Master. In the skies above the Outer Rim world of Taurus, a Jedi battle fleet engages the forces of Darth Malak in desperate effort to halt the Sith's galactic domination. So what this tells us right now is that the bad guy is Darth Malak. And that must have been the guy on the main screen with the fancy mouthpiece. That's probably him. If I was a betting man, I would say that's probably him. Now the screen pans down over our stars to see the planet of Terrace in front of us. And then a ship comes into view, and there is a, looks like there's a bunch of warfighters, jets, and various like Jedi fighters attacking this ship left, right, and center. So many bombardments, and the ship looks like it's not going to make it. I hope we're not on that ship. We're on that ship, aren't we? And the screen comes back, and we are laying in a bed in a med bay. Our eyes wake up, our eyes open, our eyes wake up, what the hell? Our eyes open, we look around the room and are trying to figure out what is going on. So we stand up, we take our in our surroundings, and the door opens and a man runs in.
We've been ambushed by a Sith battle fleet. The Endar Spire is under attack. Hurry up, we don't have much time.
Okay. We have just been talked to by this man who tells us we don't have much time. I'm going to ask, who are you?
I'm Trask Ulgo, ensign with the Republic Fleet. I'm your bunkmate here on the Endar Spire. We work opposite shifts. I guess that's why you haven't seen me before. Now hurry up! We have to find Bastila. We have to make sure she makes it off the ship alive.
Okay, so we have to go find this person named Bastila. Now that's what Trask has told us to do. So I'm going to ask, who's Bastila?
Bastil is the commanding officer on the Endar Spire. Well, not an officer, really. But she's the one in charge of this mission. One of our primary duties is to guarantee her survival in the event of an enemy attack. You swore an oath just like everyone else on this mission. Now it's time to make good on that oath.
Okay.
I heard what everyone's saying about you. You've explored the farthest reaches of the galaxy. You've visited planets I've never even heard of. People with your skills and abilities are hard to find. It's no wonder the Republic recruited you for this mission. But now's the time to prove yourself. I know you're a scout and not a soldier. The Bastila needs all troops at her side during this attack.
Okay, hell yeah, let's go. So he just told us, and I know you heard it all, but he just told us that we're not a soldier, but we've been all over the galaxy. Okay, that's cool. Let's go help Bastila.
Hurry up and grab your gear. You need to suit up so we can get out of here.
Okay. So our active quest screen, which is, I think, L, tells us what our mission is. And our current mission is the Endar Spire, which is the ship I think we just saw, is under attack. Your cabin mate, Trask, has warned you that the Sith have boarded the ship in search of Bastila, the commander of this vessel. You and Trask have to find her before the Sith do. Okay. So we look around the room. And we found a footlocker. We open the footlocker, and it gives us a cardio package, an adrenal alacrity, a blaster pistol, a short sword, some clothing, and two med packs. We're just going to get all those items. We also obtained 50 experience. So we're going to press I. We can see the party's inventory here. And I'm going to click the gun icon in the menu set. And this allows us to kind of equip our character. We have 9 equipment slots on our character. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to first equip some clothing because clothes are important. This doesn't provide us with any extra abilities, but we can put that on. All right, I'm going to grab the cardio package, which allows us +1 constitution in our upper left in our implant slot. And we're going to take the short sword for, was this left hand or right hand? Hold on. Right hand, yeah, we're going to take right hand. We're going to take that'll give us 3 to 8 damage with a +3 to hit. And I'm just going to clear out the weapons here. Awesome. We can take a look at our screen here. We are in the middle of the light and dark spectrum. And we can go now. All right, Trask,
okay,
what's our deal?
Let's move out. We should stick together. You'll have more success with a party than on your own.
All right, Trask has joined the party. He says, in most areas, you can use the party selection screen to quickly switch between party members. In and out. Quickly switch party members in and out as you need them. This is done instantly and without having to return to your base. Characters switch out of your party will wait for you to get back to your base. Remember, any equipped items will remain on the character, so these items will not show up in your inventory when a character is removed from the party. You'll have to add these to your character to the party again if you want to access their equipment. We will be adding Trask, who is a level 3 soldier, to our team. He doesn't have a light or dark bar, so
because
I'm assuming
of the attack,
he...
this room is in lockdown. But don't worry, I've got the override codes. You'll have to use me to unlock the door.
All right, we'll have to use Trask to unlock the door. Okay, so we're going to quickly swap to Trask, walk up to the door. We're going to click the door.
Now that the door opens, you better take the lead again.
All right. We gained 100 experience points. I am going to look around the rest of the room just to make sure there's nothing else we can click on. And we'll be moving into the hallway. All right.
This is Consul Nasty. The Sith are threatening to overrun our position. We can't hold out long against their firepower. All hands to the bridge.
That was Karth contacting us on our portable communicators. He's one of the Republic's best pilots. He's seen more combat than the rest of the Empire Spire's crew put together. If he says things are bad, you better believe it. We have to get to the bridge to help defend Bastila. There's a map of the Endar Spire and a copy of Karth's message in your electronic journal, just in case we get separated.
All right, let's move out. So we just heard from Karth O'Nassi, who is a character that we will be seeing again later. But his whole deal is he is our... he is a friend? Friend. Oh, no, he's... the commander of the ship. We do have to do one thing really quickly. I need to just do this here. I'm just going to go to display capture so it captures whatever I'm seeing on the screen. There it goes. So, sorry, the patron viewers. Sorry, guys, for the audio, audio-only people. Patron viewers, we're getting a very, very beautiful picture of Trask, and that's all we see. We click on a utility droid who is standing in the middle of the hallway. It looks like he's repairing something. Utility droids are these little brown robots with four legs. If you've seen the Star Wars movies, this is R2-D2, effectively. And you hear the cute beeps and boops. All right, so we go to the door, and we click the door.
That door is locked. I don't have the codes to open it. But switch me to the party leader so you can use my security skills to slice into the access panel and open the door.
All right, so we're going to tell him to open the door. Now, can I use my security skills on it? I cannot, apparently. So we got to switch over to him. And we switch over to Trask really quickly, and we are going to use a security feature on the door, which opens the door. Now we're seeing a scene of two men dressed in dark armor, dark silver armor, firing at Republic soldiers.
Boarding party for the Republic!
And freaking okay, we're going directly into battle, 100%. Do not pass go. The game does auto pause as we get into combat, and we have little bars over the enemy's heads that give us an option on what we can do. I'm going to click flurry, which is a... I don't remember what flurry actually does right offhand. But we'll do a flurry, and then we'll do an attack. Left click once to engage the enemy. All right, so we're gonna switch to Karth.
Yes.
Unpause, and we're gonna pause again. And oh, not Karth. Who is this? Trask. And we're going to use a power shot. And we're gonna load up on power shots. We've still got the flurry on our main character. We're having them run up. And they used a flurry. They did 3 damage and then missed on the second strike. We're just going to do auto attack for now as my boy back there, Trask, shoots him up ahead. And it looks good. We got 75 experience on both attacks. Both of the men are dead. We now move forward to a utility droid that is down. 2 soldiers are also down on the floor. How many soldiers is that? We got 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 4, 5 dead Republic soldiers, I believe, and I don't know what those are, but since we are fighting the Sith, I'm going to have to assume they are the Sith boarding party. We open up the next door, and we have 2 Siths in this room. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have Trask attack this guy here. There we go. And I'm going to have my boy go up and attack. So we got 2 Sith in the room, 1 on the right, 1 on the left. I'm going to have Trask attack the one on the right while my character runs to attack the one on the left. We unpause it. My character gets hit by an attack, but does a flurry and ends up taking both of them out before Trask can even get a shot off. Very impressive for my character, but I did take damage. We have 2 med packs. We are going to use 1 on myself to heal up a little bit. We opened a metal box that was in the room to get 10 credits and a med pack. So we refilled our med packs. Now we can also see the remains of a Republic soldier on the ground. We go to check out the remains, and it has one frag grenade. That will be useful later. We then check the remains of one of these Sith soldiers. 27 credits, a frag grenade, and a cryoband grenade, which we will check out really quickly. The cryoband grenade does 20 points of cold damage and 6 seconds of paralyzation damage in an effect of 4 meters. It's a long-range attack with a DC of 15 for half damage. Not a bad item at all. 20 points of piercing damage on the frag grenade. I think that's going to be very useful in the future. We open up the other footlocker on the other side of the room, which gives us a long sword, a short sword, and a combat suit, which is exactly what we were kind of looking for here for us to use. So we have switched over to the long sword, which brings us up from 3 to 8 damage to 3 to 14 damage. And we get a plus 3 to hit. Remember that we are dueling, which does grant us a bit more power. So we're also going to take the combat suit, which is an item we just picked up, I told you about. It is a light armor with 4 defense and 5 dexterity bonus. This will be useful in the future. This gives us a 16 AC. That means to hit us, the enemy must roll a 16 or better, depending on what their 2-hit is. So if their 2-hit is a plus 2, they have to roll a 14 or better. So this works the same way Dungeons & Dragons works. So let's say you have a plus 2 to your attack. You have to roll, and the opponent's AC is a 15. So if you have plus 2 at attack, you have to roll an 13 or better in order to hit the opponent. Now, depending on the opponents you fight, they could be weaker, they could be stronger, but that's the general way Dungeons & Dragons has always really worked. In one way or another. So that's just good information. We're going to close this out here. We've got the combat suit on. And something I will point out is that the character actually does wear the different armor. If you're wearing different armor or wearing different gear, the character will wear that different armor and gear. So we're going to move forward. Cutscene. The cutscene is a Sith warrior fighting with a vibro-braids, it looks like, fighting 2 Republican soldiers. And the Republic soldiers have perished in the battle. Looks like they're trading blows back and forth. A grenade is thrown, killing a Sith soldier. So the Sith soldiers do not care about their own. That's good to know. Let's see here. What do we got here? Can I... You know what? I can do this. We'll just walk into the next area, and we see our enemies. I'm actually going to toss a frag grenade their direction. There are 3. I'm going to disengage with that. We're going to click the middle one. Toss a frag grenade. All right. And then we're going to release that. See what that looks like. Frag grenades run out. 20, 20, 20, 75 experience apiece. All 3 of them died without even doing anything. We didn't even lose the frag grenade because there were remains on the ground with the frag grenade. As the world begins to blow up around us, we toss another frag grenade out towards the next group. It goes up and off, doing enough damage to kill them both. Maybe we'll pick up another frag grenade? We did not. It was just credits. How sad. I shouldn't be sad. Credits are good. All right, we found a repair kit and 14 credits and a door. Let's go check out the door. There we go. We hear sounds of battle behind this door. Let's open it and see what we see.
It's a dark Jedi. This fight is too much for us. We better stay back. All we do is get in the way.
Okay, Trask, you are right. Explosion happens, and the dark Jedi, and it looks like the light Jedi are going to... the light Jedi won! And then an explosion took out the dark Jedi.
One of the Jedi accompanying Bastila. Damn, they could have used her help.
All right, now we have a fight on our hands right here. And what we're going to do is I'm going to, you know, I've been doing this with grenades. Let's get in there. Let's fight. Trask, get in there, buddy. Do some damage with your blaster. And I'm going to have my character just kind of get in there to attack. One dead. Second one dead. Now, can we loot the lightsaber? I've always been curious if we could. We can get the vibration cell out of it. That's cool. I don't know if that's worth it, but that's cool. And I'm looking around. Now, there was another door we did not go down. that I'm actually going to go check out real quick. So I'm going to go check out this other hallway as we loot remains out of this area. Now, this ship looks like what you would expect a ship to look like in Star Wars. So very clean cut, red lines all over the place, bodies all over the place where we've been taking these guys out. We now are up to 5 med packs, which is really nice. We got another med pack and a frag grenade and a parts pile. And our little buddy, the droid, just got ganked by an exploding door. So we're going to ignore that door. That door will kill us. That's not good. We don't like killing doors. Killing doors are bad. Doors are bad, yo. So we have about half health right now. It's probably a good idea to use a med pack to just heal ourselves as we make our way to the bridge of the ship. We open the door to the bridge. What do we see? Holy shit, a lot of Sith. That's bad. That's bad. All right, so we're going to throw a grenade and begin to attack the men and people next to me. And the one... so we're attacking, and it looks like I leveled up in the middle of the combat. And, Jesus Louise, I can't defeat this Jedi, this Sith. We took out 1, 2 Sith are down.
Not here on the bridge. They must have retreated to the escape pods. We better head that way, too. Sith want Bastila alive, but once she's off the ship, there's nothing stopping them from blasting the Endar Spire into galactic dust.
Okay, well, he's right. We don't want to be dead on this ship. So that's bad. And you can actually see out the window of starfighters going around and doing their thing. We are going to click on our character portrait to do a level up. And we're going to click level up. In this level up, we gained a little bit of health. Looks like we gained max health. So we're at 18 health now. And we have skills we can take. We have 3 points of skills we can take. So we're going to take one in computer, 1 in demolitions. I think that's what we're going to do. Just do that for now. We can also take a feat. We have 1 feat remaining. Since we took dueling last time, we have to be level 4 for the next one. What we're going to do is take critical strike for our next feat. I did want to see. I think I can look at my feats. So how do I look at my feats here? By the way, you can actually change your default attack. You can actually change the strength, the actual script on your characters, which is pretty cool. It's not very well fleshed out, but it's definitely there. I wanted to look at feats really fast because I wanted to look what Flurry done. Flurry is a feat that allows a character to make an extra melee attack during a round. Characters suffer 4 to defense while using this feat and 3 for 3 seconds afterwards, i.e. an enemy attack. They suffer -4 penalty to all attacks that round otherwise. Okay. Let's move forward. We're going to grab some remains off the ground as the bridge is exploding. We can see Terrace in the background spinning. I do not remember seeing this last time I played, but this is definitely giving me some We Are Rotating vibes, and I kind of love it. It's kind of amazing. So now we're going to open the door in front of us as we move through. There's just a small hallway with another door. We've opened up the door, and Trask runs ahead, and
damn, another Dark Jedi! I'll try to
ran into another Dark Jedi.
Go
with dual-bladed lightsabers. I'm sorry to cut you off, Trask. Love you, man. Shit's exploded. The door's stuck, and I think that means my buddy is dead. Trask is dead. All right, we're heading to the starboard section of the ship, and the game has faded out into a new section.
This is Carthel Nassi on your personal communicator. I'm tracking your position through the Endar Spire's life support systems. Bastila's escape pod is away. You're the last surviving crew member on the Endar Spire. Now, I can't wait for you much longer. You have to get to the escape pods.
All right, so that was Carthel Nassi telling me to get my ass in gear, and we have a character in front of us. We're going to start with a critical strike. As he fires at us, is he going to fire at us? Yes, he is. He missed on all 3 shots. We did a critical strike and missed. How the hell did we miss? There is a... thought there was a way to view the dice rolls. 14 damage we just did. He just used a healing stem. We did 9 more damage. And then 5 more damage, 75 experience. We are at a third health right now. That's our 3/4 health. This door is locked, so we can't go through here. There's no remains to pick up, so we move down this left-handed hallway to another door that looks to be damaged of some sort. We have 2 Sith warriors in front of us. We're going to toss a frag grenade at the one to the left and take a sword to the other one, doing 9 damage on the first swing, which is a low-powered swing, but that's okay. Second swing, doing 6 damage.
A lot of Sith troopers on the other side of that door. You need to find some way to thin their numbers. You could reprogram the damaged assault droid to help you if you have enough repair parts.
And this is our repair store.
Computer spikes to slice into the terminal and use the Endar Spire's security systems against the Sith.
All right, so we have 2 options here. We can either use the assault droid to attack the Sith, or we can use the android here to attack the Sith. Now, we have 2 options, and both options are fine, but I think I'm going to use the security system to do this. Let's take a look here. We're going to view the transport module. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in that room. It'll take 4 spikes to do that. Let's take a look at our parts system, how many parts it'll take. Parts, reactivate the droid, which is 3. That'll take 6. I've got the repair parts, and I've got, you know, I've got it if I want to, either way. Let's just overload it and let's go. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, overloading the spikes now. Maybe. Oh, yes. Lightning has entered the room and killed all of the Sith in that room. We gained 150 experience and all of them have died, which gave me 75 experience apiece for each kill. Not bad. We also obtained an ion grenade from that happening. We also got a prototype vibroblade and an ion blaster. That prototype vibroblade is a 110 plus 1 physical, 1 to 10 damage plus 1 physical versus our, let me look at the damage that puts it, 1 to 10 is slightly weaker than the 1 to 12, but with that plus 1 damage, that puts us at, oh, it's a balanced plus 2, so that puts us at 4 to 13 damage versus 3 to 14, but that's actually a slightly smaller spread, so... And it's an upgradable. Okay, there we go. It's an upgradable weapon. Okay, yeah, we'll take that. Upgradable weapons are cool. We like upgradable weapons. I forgot that weapons could be upgraded in this game. So we're going to take, we're going to loot all the bodies. Take all the stuff off the bodies. Because we are cool like that. Cool? Is that cool? Cool to take things off bodies?
You've made it just in time.
We've reached Carthonassi.
Come on, we can hide out on the planet below.
Okay.
I'm a soldier with the Republic, like you. We're the last 2 crew members left in the Endar Spire. Bastila's escape pod's already gone, so there's no reason for us to stick around here and get shot by the Sith. Now, come on. There'll be time for questions later.
Do not disagree with you, my friend. I do not disagree with you.
Bastila's escape pod's already gone, so there's no reason for us to stick
around. All right, Karth, we're going. We're getting the escape pod. Let's do it. We're using the escape pod. Another cutscene has played. And we see the escape pods firing out of the Endar Spire towards the planet of Terrace as the Endar Spire explodes behind us and our pod catches fire. We rush into Terrace and it looks like we've landed on in a city of some sort. Now we are in a bed. It looks like possibly in a jail cell, maybe. And we are rocking back and forth. Looks like we are having trouble sleeping.
Whoa, hold on. Don't try and get up yet. You were smashed up pretty bad when we crash-landed here on Terrace. Don't worry, we should be safe here in this apartment. I gave you something to help you sleep. Just get some rest and let the Coltopax do their job.
So, Karth told us that, and then we are introduced to a cutscene where it looks like a woman is fighting a... It looks like a Jedi woman is fighting a dark Jedi. Not sure the context of that right now, but we quickly wake up from our sleep. We're looking around the room. This apartment looks pretty bare. I don't understand what I'm looking at.
Instead of thrashing about in your sleep, you must have been having one hell of a nightmare. I was wondering if you were ever going to wake up. I'm Karth, One of the Republic soldiers from the Endar Spire. I was with you on the escape pod. Do you remember?
I do remember. I'm going to say Karth, the one on the communicator. I remember.
You've been slipping in and out of consciousness for a couple of days now, so I imagine you're pretty confused about things. Try not to worry. We're safe. At least for the moment. We're in an abandoned apartment on the planet of Terrace. We banged up pretty bad when our escape pod crashed, but luckily I wasn't seriously hurt. I was able to drag you away from our crash site in all the confusion, and I stumbled into this abandoned apartment. By the time the Sith arrived on the scene, we were long gone.
Okay, I guess I owe you my life. Thanks.
You don't have to thank me. I've never abandoned anyone on a mission, and I'm not about to start now. Besides, I'm gonna need your help. Terrace is under Sith control. Their fleet is orbiting the planet, they've declared martial law, and they've imposed a planet-wide quarantine. But I've been in worse spots. I saw in your service records that you understand a remarkable number of alien languages. That's pretty rare in a raw recruit. But it should come in handy while we're stranded on a foreign world. There is no way the Republic will be able to get anyone through the Sith blockade to help us. If we're gonna find Bastila and get off this planet, we can't rely on anybody but ourselves.
Okay, I completely agree. One thing I am noticing, and this will kind of be semi-fixed in episode 2, is that, or towards the end of this episode as well, after we're done with this conversation, is that the music is a little bit overwhelming the character speech, which is something I will have to fix. It's not super bad, but it's enough to bother me in my head, in my monitor. So if it's bothering me in my monitor, it's definitely got to be bothering you guys. So I apologize in advance. Let's say, why is it so important to find Bastila?
That smack to your head did more damage than I thought. Bastila's a Jedi. She was with the strike team that killed Darth Revan, Malak's Sith Master. Bastila's the key to the whole Republic war effort. The Sith must have found out that she was on the Endor Spire and set an ambush for us in this system. I believe Bastila was on one of the escape pods that crashed down here on Terrace. For the sake of the Republic war effort, we have to try and find her.
Okay, so the person we're looking for is named Bastila, and Karth has been trying to, if it's hard to hear, I'm sorry. So Bastila's been telling, or Karth has been telling us this entire time that, you know, we seem to be thrashing in our sleep, things are a little bit weird, and that we need to rescue Bastila, and he's telling us about why Bastila is important. So I'm going to say, any idea where we should start looking for Bastila?
While you were out, I did some scouting around. There are reports of a couple of escape pods crashing down into the Undercity. It's probably a good place to start. But the Undercity's a dangerous place. We don't want to go there unprepared, and it won't do Bastila any good if we go and get ourselves killed.
I agree. All right, so I'm going to say, the sooner we start looking for Bastila, the sooner we find her. Let's go.
Good idea. We can use this abandoned apartment as a base. We can probably get some equipment and supplies here in the Upper City. Just remember to keep a low profile. I've heard some grim stories about the Dark Jedi interrogation techniques. They say the Force can do terrible things to a mind. Can wipe away your memories and destroy your very identity. But I figure if we don't do anything stupid, we should be okay. I mean, after all, they're looking for Bastila, not a couple of grunts like us. All right, soldier, let's move out.
All right, so Karth said, let's move out. We're going to check a couple things in this room before we move out. We have a footlocker in front of us. Let's check the locker. The locker has 2 computer spikes and 3 med packs. We're going to check that out. We also have a workbench in front of us. Which activates the workbench tutorial and allows us to upgrade weapons. Now, remember, we have a prototype vibroblade that we can add damage to via a vibration cell, which is very cool. So we're going to add a vibration cell to it, right? So we've got one upgrade. This will put us at +2 physical, which will put it at a 1D or a D12 instead of a D10. It'll be 1D10 +2. Which puts us, and it's really cool, so we've upgraded the item, so now when we look at it, it actually puts us at, let me check my thing here, it puts us at 5 to 14 damage, which is a much better spread than the longsword that we were using, because the longsword is a 3 to 14. A vibroblade proper, instead of the prototype vibroblade, is a 3 to 12. So the prototype vibroblade just does more damage on the all-in-all. Really nice. We can also talk to Karth one more time, and we can ask him about himself. But what we'll do for you fine folks, is we're going to save that to the next episode. I think this is a good place to leave off. We'll start the next episode talking to Karth, learning more about Karth from Karth with a better audio mix, because the first episode is always mixed poorly. And I'll fix that right now. Hold on. Music volume. Let's turn that way down. Sound effects volume is kind of fine, but music volume, like somewhere there. It's just loud. Voiceover volume can actually come up a little bit. I don't know what controls that, but anyways, so I fixed that a little bit. And like I said, this has been a blast. I actually really enjoy this game, and I'm really excited to do more. This was the first mission of the game that we just did, and I'm very excited to continue. Like I said, first thing next episode, we're going to be talking to Karth Onassi, figuring out what he is all about, what pokes at him, and we'll continue forward in Knights of the Old Republic. If you enjoyed this episode and enjoy this season 3, leave me a like and leave me a comment somewhere on the internet where I can find you. I love to talk to fans. I love to hear fans. Share this with your friends. Share this with your family. I love to bring new people into the fold because we love classic RPGs. And this is a classic. This is a classic role-playing game on the PC and Xbox. I think it was on the Xbox, and I don't remember if it appeared anywhere else. I think it just recently appeared on the Switch, so hey-o. There's also a remake that's coming up too, so I'm not capitalizing on anything or anything like that. You can find me on Patreon patreon.com/KylieKane. You can also find me, you can find all these links in the doobly-doo below. You can also find me on TikTok. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me, I think I've got an Instagram that I don't know the password to. You can find me on YouTube, of course, where you can, if you follow the Patreon, you can get access to the YouTube side. There's also live shows that happen on YouTube every Tuesday and Thursday. You're not going to miss those. Those will tend to start at around 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're going to want to check those out, unless barring any issues coming up around that time. Those run for about 2 hours. Again, Morrowind and Retro Suffering, which currently is CV64. I think that covers everything. So please tell your mother that you love her. Make sure to cover your mouth when you cough. Wash your hands. And stay safe. Catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.